this is Claire Backhurst reporting for West Kent Radio on Coronation Day. And I am here with...
Leona.
Leona, and you are here doing selfies, aren't you?
I am, yeah, making sure everyone's got lovely photos in our giant throne that we've got. Because, yeah, we're all celebrating the King's Coronation.
And standing right next to us are two ladies on stilts, even taller than the King's Guards with their Busby hats on. So we're not going to try and talk to them because they're probably about two and a half times my height, and I'm 5'10". So have you really enjoyed today?
It has. It's been really fun. There's been so many lovely kids here as well. They've all been dressed up, just loving life.
And it's really quite busy still, isn't it? It's lovely. Oh, look at that little girl with a beautiful princess dress on.
The princess is right here upstairs as well.
I know. And I was just looking...
We've had some dog visitors.
The corgis. Has to be done.
I know.
And I was looking at the speed painter as well just earlier on.
Amazing. We had a little sausage dog that hid under the throne actually as well. Luckily he's out now. We're not taking him home by accident, although I would like to.
Well, it's been lovely to speak to
you. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of the day. I'm here with Jo, who's been doing all the storytelling today for Coronation Day. It's been a blast, hasn't it? You've really enjoyed it.
I've really enjoyed it, and it's so nice to see so many people coming out, big families coming out. It's been wonderful.
And what sort of stories have you been telling?
Well, I've been reading 10 Minutes to Bed, Little Dinosaur. The Queen's Knickers.
Oh, very sort of appropriate, yes, yeah, why not?
We're going on a bear hunt.
Oh, yes.
And the caterpillar. The very hungry caterpillar.
And what do you think has been the most favourite amongst the children?
I would have to say it would be going on a bear hunt.
Really?
Yes.
Wasn't the Queen's knickers?
No, it wasn't that. It's quite... they've actually got Queen Victoria's knickers here.
So gosh, yes.
Yeah, which all links in.
Well, thank you very much, Jo. Jo from...
CEP
Agency. Yeah. Thank you very much. And I'm here with...
John Hicks,
who is a speed painter.
Yes.
And I can see in front of me the most amazing, what is it, 6 foot by 4 foot?
Yeah.
Speed painting of King Charles III.
Yes.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
And what does speed painting entail exactly? What are we talking about?
These portraits, I try and do it in under 5 minutes. I think this one is about 5 minutes.
Wow.
I paint various things, but the portraits, painting portraits of iconically famous people has become my kind of trademark.
And how long have you been doing it for?
Over 20 years. In fact, one of my first gigs, street gigs, was here in Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah.
On the precinct, which where this shopping centre is, outside, which is where it's meant to be today. So that was funny to come back.
So you've been, I've just got to say how amazed I am at what you can do in 5 minutes flat. But as you say, 20 years of doing it, lots of famous people. So yeah. can you share anyone else? Any famous names?
Yeah, well, the one I'm most well known for is Elvis.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
I try and pick people that you hope like over 50% of the audience are going to know who it is, right? Which is actually quite difficult when it comes down to it because of the age, you know. So I'm old now, so I choose people that a lot of people under 30 don't know who they are. I'm often looking for new people, but I used to do Frank Sinatra and Eminem, but I don't do them anymore because they're kind of like not as enough people know them. Amy Winehouse, I do. David Bowie.
Do you do in-person portraits as well, or do you mainly get inspired from photos?
No, I don't really do much work in the studio based. I think of myself as a performer now, rather than an artist. So I base the live paintings, the speed paintings, I start with a photograph, and then I work out a simple design, and then I practice that in the studio.
And would you say you've got a particular trademark in the artistry? So, for example, here I'm looking, as we were just talking about, the speed portrait you've done of King Charles III. Mainly red and white and a mixture of red, white and sort of mixture of red and white paint on a black canvas.
Yeah.
But is that your trademark?
Well, I normally start with a black canvas because then you leave the shadows quicker than working the other way around. And I try and keep the number of colours down to three or four, It just makes it quicker, easier to do. You want to keep it as simple as possible. The quicker you can do it, the more impressive it is live, and people have got a short concentration span. So that's why I try and keep them under 5 minutes.
I was watching you earlier.
Right.
It's like seeing something in fast forward mode or something.
I mean, that's good. Yeah.
It's really quite impressive.
And I do them upside down, the portraits. So that's the kind of the big reveal at the end of the. And so hopefully, I always think that people say, "Oh, you get a really big round of applause normally." And it's because there's nothing to clap for during for 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully they saved it all up for the reveal at the end.
Well, thank you very much. It's really, really, really interesting and, pretty amazing what I'm looking at right now. So thank you again.
Nice to chat. Cheers.
Thank you. Claire Backhouse reporting for West Kent Radio on Coronation Day.